Triple M's Dead Set Legends. Saturday mornings from 9 for CMI Toyota, South Australia's number one Toyota dealer and the home of 1 hour express while you wait servicing.
Oh, how good is that? If that doesn't get you going, I don't know what will. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Dead Set Legends, of course. It's the big one tonight, Richmond taking on Geelong. And it is the final Dead Set Legends of the year, boys. It's been a strange old 2020, as we know. But I can say that I'm so excited for this show. Love working with these boys. Very good morning, Andrew Jarman and Bernie Vince. Hey, lads.
Hello, Blue. Good to see you too. I've missed you in the studio. Just got right around you. We're better when you're with us, and I just look forward to the next 2.5 hours of, you know, insight into sport because I've missed you, mate.
I've missed you too, Bern. You're a beautiful lad. Absolutely beautiful.
Jazz, we'll just go and get a cuppa and leave these look two to bloody. He's speechless. Jazz is speechless.
He's in shock. Look at him.
You are kidding. Good morning, Adelaide.
Good morning, Jazz.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Globe. The world.
Flat.
What about?
You're right, Jazz.
Honestly.
Come on, Jazz.
Why don't you go and just kiss each other on the lips? I've never seen anything like it in the 20-odd years I've done radio. That is, never seen anything like
it. It's like you've cheated on him.
Yeah, I know. What about that for a school? That's like a schoolyard.
Isn't it?
Why don't you go and kiss him on the lips?
Good to see you, boys.
Yes.
Grand final of the show, and it's going to be a beauty, absolute beauty. And look, it's going to be a tough game to predict tonight.
I know.
Isn't it? Well, it really is.
It is. And, of course, it's on at a different time. Normally everyone's sort of getting around doing their barbecues during the day. So that's the other thing. Don't go too early, Bern, because there could be a lot of people, we'll just stick with the barbecues, start at, get there sort of 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, have a few frothies.
Yeah, that's ridiculous, Blue. Just go hard early and hang on. Drink responsibly.
I like it. But we're going to, we'll talk about the grand final after this next song. But we've got a big show, boys. We've got Jay-Z, our normal man. So he's been brilliant.
Had a good year.
Is he? Been great.
Very good year.
We've got voicemail, Bernie's Beef, all the regulars. Now, you've got some news on SANFL.
Yes. Regarding the salary cap, so we'll talk about that after 10 o'clock. And the coach of the Redbacks is going to join us.
Yes, Dizzy. Joined us in the
Your
last.
Boss.
So go hammer and tongs, boys. He's ready.
What, at Dizzy?
Yeah, at Dizzy.
Or
whatever
you
want to ask him, you go for it.
You're deflecting now.
Yeah, look at him.
No, ask him as well.
What are you going to ask
him? Also, where the hell were you all pre-season when I'm doing all your...
Nice. Okay, we'll see if you ask that.
You won't. Yeah, the plums
too. In those words too.
Stick around for that. Dizzy, not too far away. We are off and running.
We are. We've got a text line as well, 0488 51 0477. Josh, Jars, do you have bloody shares in Torpens or Waddle or both? I swear you supposedly do more painting than a few of my mates who happen to be professional painters.
Oh, hang on. I've got to get the brushes back out again today.
No. I'm not enough. I'm going.
No, you're not. You just got here.
3 minutes in, I'm done.
It is the Dead Set Legends Grand Final Edition with all three lads on deck. Bernie, Bluey and Jars.
Give me a kiss, Blue.
Triple M's Dead Set Legends Grand Final Edition for CMI Toyota with the full deck on board. Bernie, Bluey and Jars. Shout out to Andrew Jarman who made the intro for the next segment.
Jarman who loves kicking these. Look at that one. Jarman recovers well.
Look at the skill of Jarman. That is brilliant play. Here's Jarman. Brilliant skill.
Well played, Jarman.
Jarman, look at the talent. Jarman who loves kicking these. Look at that one. Jarman recovers well.
We get the point, Jars. Thanks, mate. We'll take it from here.
Well, you used that yesterday and said it was D. Jarman. So
it was Darren.
I'm not going to fall for it for the second time, Hado.
Oh, you actually remember stuff we did the day before? Okay. That's a surprise.
Now, let's rip into it. I cannot wait. This is what it's all about, isn't it? GS. It's a little bit later, of course, October 24, 7 p.m. tonight. What do you mean?
It was 4 weeks late.
It is. When are you going to have your first beer today, Jarvis?
Well, I'll get the paintbrush out about 1. By about 3 o'clock, I'll have my first can.
So
the fridge is loaded.
So you'll have the paint fumes and then a beer to top it off. You'll be off your
133353 or the text line, Hado.
Yep.
Who wins? Norm Smith, margin, first goal.
All right.
Talk to me. Let's go.
Well, I think Richmond. I think they're the quality. Two teams are in really good form, though.
So why Richmond,
a good grand final. I just think they're too good on the ground. It's going to come in wet later on, yep. chance of thunderstorms. Yep. They're just a very good final. We saw in that final against Port in the prelim, came in a bit wet. They were just too good on the ground. Mm. Their smalls up forward, very good around the ball. I just think they're going to do it a little bit easier than what people think. But there's two ways, either way this goes. It's either going to be a Richmond dynasty flag, in 4 years. Yep. That require. I think that is a dynasty then.
Yep.
Three and four has
Sign
to be,
off.
Doesn't
Without
it?
Doubt.
And they start to get spoken about in the conversation with the best teams of different eras after this. So that's the motivation there for the Richmond players, because you always want to be spoken about like that, don't you? And the other side of the fence is it's almost like a bit of a fairy tale flag, isn't it? If Geelong win with Ablett going out, you'd think probably Harry Taylor finishes up. Lockie Henderson, they think, will probably finish up. And what better way to go out after winning a flag? So plenty of, obviously, motivation for both sides. But I just think Richmond, when the tough get going, I think they're just a little bit too good, Jazz, and we'll get it done. I've said by about 19 points, but I'm looking forward to it, as Bluey said.
What about your Norm Smith? Who you think?
I think this man's been a bit stiff the last couple of Richmond flags, and I think Basher Hooley off half back.
I think Basher Hooley, absolutely.
Well, he's copying me, are you?
No, well, we said it yesterday in the rush hour.
Oh, I forgot.
You obviously weren't listening. Mm. Chaos versus control tonight for me. Richmond, chaotic side, frantic side. Mm. Love it. Love and surge forward where, as we know, Geelong, possession football, like to control the game on their terms. And look, Cats form line's very good. We can't question that. But the wet, I think, suits Richmond's game style. Mm.
Yep.
Burn. And,
no, it certainly does, yeah.
And you're right about the fairy tale. But the side that tries to get the game played on their terms, and that's what they'll be punching each other early to get the game played on their terms. That'll be the key tonight.
Yeah, and don't think that Joel Selwood and Dangerfield and these sort of guys are just going to go, oh, it's wet. We'll let Richmond play. But they'll be going in as hard as they can. And, Charles, I've got a question for you.
Yes, Byrne.
Does Paddy Dangerfield deserve a flag?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
That was a set-up question.
No, I know it was, but everyone deserves a flag. You know, he's been great for the game.
Is it his time?
Wrong. Oh, well, it's everyone's time if they get an opportunity.
Okay.
You know, but these boys, we all make sacrifices because we choose to play a great game of football. And so absolutely it is. No question.
You towed the line there. I was thinking I've just set the ball up on the tee for you then.
Well, last night you
said, if I hear Dangerfield deserves a one more, I'm going to spew up.
I didn't say that. And you know I didn't say that. You just made that up.
Well, no, I didn't.
Norm Smith, you're going who?
I said Basher Hooley.
Not Dangerfield?
No,
you're a Dangerfield.
I think Basher Hooley, he's the creator. He's the architect around that. And look, I think it's going to be under three goals, and I think the first goal, I think Shane Edwards will kick.
All right.
All right, that's what we're
there
all
There you here. Go. Well, yeah. I'm going Dusty Martin. For that, I want to down Dusty. As the best ever finals player. Just that, so I think Richmond will win
That's a big call saying that about an individual.
Well, I think it's true. Is it?
Well, that's the conversation that's being had now. If he wins three Norm Smiths, no doubt about it. No one's done that.
Mate, Michael Tuck won 7 premierships.
Yeah, I know.
He's right up there as one of the greatest. Why are we just focusing on Dusty's been a great player, don't get me wrong. But
He's been best on ground in the last 4 years.
Yep.
So he's been best on ground in 80% of Richmond's finals,
correct.
So 80% Jazz. Yeah, you know how many games if he's played 5, what that is?
Yeah, that's a good stat.
That's 4 out of 5.
He is a great player and a brilliant big match player. All right, it's going to be a ripper tonight. I reckon it'll be close. I really do.
Who are you saying? Who are you tipping?
I'm going Richmond by 5 points. Mitch Duncan to kick the first goal.
Yeah, good boy.
There it is, 133353. We're going to sort of be closest to the pin, shall we say. Your grand final predictions. Yeah. You can also text them through on 0488510147. The closest will win a $100 scratchy, if you don't mind, ladies and gentlemen.
Alex from Richmond. G'day, brother.
G'day, boys. How are you?
All right, what's your thoughts on tonight?
Before we go there, I reckon they should scrap that 1 week off because it costs too many teams getting into the grand final when they play a game in a month. Said.
Yep.
Yeah, I totally agree. But
the top two teams went out. The top two teams didn't make the grand final because they played one game in bloody 3 weeks.
Nah. Yeah, and that's cost a few teams a place in the grand final. Not just Port Adelaide, but a couple of years ago, I think, with Geelong, same thing happened.
Yep.
But the AFL won't scrap it, I'm telling you. They'll keep it.
Yeah, but you know what? they make changes that ruin the game. Why don't you make a couple of changes that actually make the game better?
Oh, well said.
And the teams that finish top or finish higher up get what they should get. Okay. Not be disadvantaged.
Save that statement. I want to play that, replay that a few times this year.
Well, give it to Gil if you want to give it a Gil.
Okay.
Alex, who wins? Right
now, today, Geelong.
Oh,
Gary Ablett to kick the first goal.
Yeah.
And Basher Hawley to win the Norm Smith.
In a losing team. Okay.
Yep. Yeah, because Jar said, Basher Hawley's actually missed out on one. I reckon he should have won one a few years ago when Dusty got it.
Nice.
So I reckon he could win one.
All right, beautiful.
Like it.
Beautiful. Thanks for your call, Alex, and thanks for your support all year too, mate. You're a regular on the phone, so good on you, mate. Have a good night tonight.
Thanks, boys.
No worries. Yeah, also got the text line, Stephen Craigmore. First goal, Ablett, Geelong by 4 points. Gary Rowan for the Norm Smith, and he's a Hawthorne supporter.
Gary Rowan.
He will not win it. Gary Rowan, no, lucky to be in the side.
Good odds you get.
Oh, jeez. You'd have Radaglia in the side.
I'd have Radaglia in.
Let's go to Alfie of Athelstan.
Yeah, g'day, boys. Geelong by 22.
Ooh.
Sam and Agola. Yeah, I think Geelong will pump him. That's my opinion. Manigola. I think Geelong will pump him. Yeah. And I said they'll pump Brisbane, and they did. So, yeah.
Okay, Manigola.
Very good player. Mate. Thank you, Alfie.
Take care, mate.
Keep the texts and calls coming through for the Dead Set Legends Grand Final Show. Next, we have a look back at a year of trials and failures on air. Triple M. Everyone on deck for the grand final edition of Dead Set Legends this morning on Triple M. Bernie, Bluey and Jars for CMI Toyota, the all-new Hilux, available now at their three big locations. Gentlemen, I don't think anyone would argue it has been a very big year for Dead Set Legends.
What was that? A what?
A very big year.
You can put a bit more polish on it. It's been an outstanding year.
That's the fourth time you said outstanding.
Well, it's absolutely true, Jars. You're right. I did undersell that. It has been a monumental year for Dead Set Legends.
That's better.
It has been an incredible year. And as many as highs as there has been lows.
Okay.
And we've decided to put them all together.
Here we go.
Pleasure.
Hang on, Jars, before we get started.
Yes, Ben.
You know we've got a kitchen in here. You've walked in, just to describe people at home listening, you've walked in with your bowl, you've got your Fruit Loops, you've tipped it all out, your half of them gone on the bench, your milk's everywhere, you've tried to chew it,
most of it's
fallen back onto the bench. Now you need to wipe that crap up. This is not a kitchen, okay? Continue.
Combination of Fruit Loops and Cocoa Pops.
It's not Fruit Loops. You told me you don't eat sugar. Look at him. I thought he's Jamie Oliver.
No, it's not Fruit Loops, just a little bit serious.
Now, this is all about playing golf with you two individuals. Now, Bernie opened his arms and let me play with him last week. Greg Buller, you snubbed me. You said some terrible things about me, about my dress sense and about the way I play. Right? Bernie, this is what you told me regarding Greg Blewett about not being invited to play. So listen up, please.
I'm listening. Now, just the other day, Jazz, I get a text message from one of our own, Greg Blewett.
Okay.
He asked me, you want to come out to Cooyonga, which is a great Adelaide course, one of the best there is.
Mm-hmm.
They had a spare spot for me, just one spot. Yep. I was like, okay, that's perfect. There's going to be me, Bluey, his mate, and Jazz.
Yep.
So I said, his last spot, Jazz.
Mm-hmm.
He said, no way. That flog is banned from Cooyonga.
I couldn't wait
to get there this morning. And to ask him, why is he
been
banned?
I've been with him for 2 years. He's never, ever invited me out for a game of golf. And yet you've been here 5 minutes and you're waltzing around.
You know what the best thing about the day was?
Honestly.
So you know how he'd organised the four and everything?
Yeah.
We played the whole round in a three. We had a spare spot. But he just blocked it out rather than have you play.
All right, that's what she said. Correct, Benny Vince.
Yes.
And some of the things that you said that Greg called me was hurtful.
Mm. Now, I've got flog and knob mixed up.
Now, last week on Dead Set Legends, Greg Blewett and I did the show. We brought this subject up. This is what Greg Blewett said. Why didn't you invite me to play golf
because
again, knowing that there was a spare spot and the individual did not turn up?
No, I had three organised, and I told you that as well. Because we had a phone call pretty much straight up, and you went, well, why aren't I playing? Because I said, I've only got one spot available. So I text Bernie, who's invited me a couple of times to play golf. So I thought, okay, well, I'll ask Bern. And in the meantime, my mate had dropped out. So when I got to Bern, Bern had another mate.
So he didn't tell me that.
We rock up to Cooyonga and I say, mate, where's your friend? He goes, well, he's got meetings all morning. He's going to be late.
Wow.
He's was going to be late.
There you go.
And he was going to play the back nine with us. Anyway, we get to the back nine.
No.
No, mate. So we just play with three the whole day.
Mm. What have you got to say, Bernie?
In the end, we didn't actually ignore you. We just
weren't
involved. I enjoy playing in a three, really.
We just
both lied to me and the family.
We played together the next week, Jazz, and I've actually got something to tell you. You're not good enough.
No one wants you down there, mate. No one wants you there. You take 5 hours to play a round.
Yeah, but
you have 122 shots, and you reckon you're invited back. Mate, let's start with the beach house mini putt-putt, mate. Let's start there.
He's out.
I want the truth!
All right, gentlemen, Q&A. Greg Blewett, have you ever peed in a pool?
Yeah, you asked me that last week.
These are last week's questions.
Well, here we go.
Keep asking me.
We'll see if they're similar. Go.
Come on. There's a new one. Have you or not?
Yeah.
Well, that's just so rude. Greg Blewett, spell the word homophone.
These are all questions.
Have I done this one? Greg Blewett, how would you learn... Greg Blewett, impersonate radio icon Sean Craig Murphy.
Well, you've done this as well.
Bernie Vince, impersonate Tex Walker getting a Best Player Award.
I've done that.
I want to talk breakups, boys.
Mm.
There's been some big news in the footy industry.
Oh. Heard of Mia Favola?
No.
Daniel Rioli?
Yes, sir. Where's this going, please?
Maybe just thought they were maybe a power couple.
So they were an item?
They were an item. They've just recently broken up, and this has come across my Instagram or said to me by a mate of mine. So I'll read it word for word. You'll get the gist. Hey, guys. I know everyone is wondering what is going on with Mia and myself. This is from Daniel, sorry.
Right.
And I hate to say this, but we are no longer together. Oh. However, we both love each other. So I don't know why they're not together if they both love each other, for starters. But we both love each other and still remain close as best friends.
Okay.
Hopefully you guys can respect that.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So that's from him. And then her. Mm. Hey, guys. Mm. I know you all have a lot of questions. You got a lot of questions, Charles?
Not at all. don't give us stuff about anything she does.
Daniel and I are no longer together. However, we still love and care for each other very much. And remain best of friends.
Nice.
Thank you for respecting our privacy at this difficult time.
And she said respecting our privacy.
Yes, at this difficult time. So I think they may have thought this might have maybe made the news or been a big item.
Bigger news than Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie breaking up.
Get out.
Way bigger. And this was the response when they put this news out.
Honestly.
Mia Favola's Brendan Favola's daughter.
I can't write. Yeah.
So then she's put up. This is a follow-up. Dad just went to find me this book. Ha ha. Bless. And you know what the book's called? Break Up Boss by Foster Blake.
You know what? Don't put it on in the first place if you want us to respect your privacy.
We don't care. Mary and Daniel, we don't care.
Mary?
Get on with your life.
But just
go away.
Respect their privacy. Come on.
Triple Ebb's Dead Set Legends Grand Final Edition for CMI Toyota with the all-new Hilux available now at their three big locations.
Trying to talk, you f***ing idiot.
All right, let's talk some cricket. And we are very, very lucky to have this man
we
on.
We love this man.
We love him. Oh, yep. I love him.
I know you do.
You boys bag him all the time.
No, we don't.
Here we go. Don't bag the great right.
Well, he's finally here. We signed him about 5 years
Six
ago.
6 years ago.
and they've let him out of quarantine, and he officially joined us, the Redbacks, during the last game against Tasmania.
Right.
So, and he joins us now on Dead Set Legends. A very good morning to the big dude, Dizzy Gillespie.
Ah, hello, Bluey. G'day, guys.
Hey, mate, it must be, you must be really excited. I think you signed on for, is it 3 years, Diz? But got some work to do, of course.
Yep, 3 years, Blue. Yeah, really excited. It's, I think I'm just a bit delighted to be out of quarantine, to be honest. but look, certainly, 3 years, I'm buzzing, mate. Really excited. It's a great opportunity to coach our state, and it's an absolute honour and a privilege. And I'm looking, hopefully I can make a bit of a difference, and just excited about the opportunity and excited about what we can do.
is what style of cricket are we going to see under your helm? Are we going to see an aggressive style? Because we've been down for a long time.
Look, absolutely. And look, I think the lads have underachieved, to be perfectly honest. I think that the skills are there, the players are there. Look, I think just need a bit of love, but also real honesty about how we're going to go about playing. Real clarity, I think, is really key. I think, you know, half the battle, if, you know, I think for any player, it doesn't matter what you're doing in life, like, if you're really clear on what the expectations are and what your job is, surely you've got a better chance of us succeeding in it. So for me, and for all us coaches, Blue and Buttsy and that, is to make sure that the lads are really clear what they're doing. And that's responsibility of players as well, because if the players aren't clear, they've got to get that clarification so they know exactly what is expected of them to go out there and get their job, do that job.
Diz, you said the skills there, the players are there, but do we have the depth?
We'll have to get that depth, Jars. Look, I certainly feel that there's some real quality amongst our playing group. And, you know, I'm put a challenge out to all players at the lower level, at the club level, to put performances on the board and really challenge for spots in the squad and in the team. And, you know, I'll certainly be looking at grade performances, second-level performances. And, you know, I firmly believe that if you have a strong club system, and that can only filter up in a positive way.
Hey, was it a tough decision to come home because you've been coaching over in England for a while?
Bernard, look, I really enjoyed my roles in England, but I think when the opportunity came up to coach South Australia, and you know, I think as well, you know, to see how South Australia's been going in very recent times, you know, I had this overwhelming desire to get back and see if I could contribute in some sort of positive way, and you know, the opportunity was there. And while I've enjoyed my time in England, I've learnt a lot. You know, I feel I've developed as a coach and a man manager. And I'm hoping I can apply the lessons that I've picked up along the way and to help South Australian cricket.
Hey, Dizzy, you must be excited about some of the youngsters in our team at the moment. Hunty, Scott, Agar, Pope, all under the age of 23. You know, obviously something really to build the side around.
Yeah, most certainly, Blue. And the guys you mentioned are pretty exciting young cricketers and, you know, great lads. You know, a couple of lads I've only met for the first time this week, and but they've got a real desire. Their work ethic, you know, from what I've seen so far, is absolutely fantastic. And, you know, I'm really looking forward to working with them and seeing how they learn and develop and how I can support them, how we as a coaching staff can support them in their quest to be the best cricketers they can possibly be.
Hey, I want to talk to you about your batting coach at the moment. Yes. And, you know, batting's probably been a little bit of a problem in the past. Is any sort of guys that potentially could take Greg Blewett's role? Is he safe?
Love it. He needs to go, Diz. He's got to go, Blewett. He's no good.
Hey, remember, he can be a fielding coach if you want to keep him around.
I mean, Diz.
To be perfectly fair to Bluey, I mean, I had him only one season at the Adelaide Strikers as batting coach, and we actually won the title.
There
so.
We go!
Oh, no!
One from one.
Blue boy, you know I've got your back,
yes,
brother.
Yes, mate. Oh, no. Yes, mate.
But look, certainly, look, look, our batting, certainly, it does need to improve. There's no doubt about that. And, you know, that's a challenge for all the players to find ways and, you know, identify opportunities where they can be better as individual batters. But as a collective, we need to bat better. I mean, certainly the last game, we touched on it, to only score 195 in the first innings on a decent batting surface. We know that, you know, our top six need to contribute more. They're well aware of that. And I'm sure they will. I'm sure they'll be a lot better the rest of this season.
Diz, before we let you go, we know you're an ambassador for the World Kangaroo Day. Bluey and Bernie would like to see more kangaroos culled.
Oh,
what's your thoughts on that? A great photo in today's paper.
Jars, you've just thrown the boys under the bus there.
He's from the land, Diz.
Yeah, no, look, certainly it's something that I'm honoured to have been asked to be involved in, and Kangaroos Alive in conjunction with the Animal Justice Party are certainly looking to start that conversation about, you know, kangaroos and the welfare of them. I mean, you know, the commercial culling of kangaroos. I mean, look, for me, our Australian, I played played for our country and had on the top of my baggy green, you know, Bluey and I, we had the kangaroo on our coat of arms, you know, and, you know, for me to see animals being slaughtered like that is really disappointing and unacceptable. And so in any way we can start that conversation about how we can better look after one of our national icons, I'm all for that.
Well said, mate.
Good on you, Dizzy. Hey, mate, thanks for coming on.
Good stuff,
on your
Diz.
Day off, Saturday morning, but we love having you on, mate, and hopefully it's the start of a bit of a dynasty at the Redbacks. So good on you, mate. Thanks, Diz.
Thank you, guys. Can I just say, I'm up in Port Adelaide at the moment. The Southern Tigers basketball team, under 14 Div 1, currently playing the Forestville Eagles in the state championship. So my son's out there at the moment. He's a defensive juggernaut that he is. So hopefully he can shut down their big scorer.
Well, right, there he is. The Dennis Rodman of the side. There he is.
What, going to Vegas? Halfway through a final series.
He's a bit young, mate. He's a bit young. Good on you, Diz.
See you, boys.
There he is. Mate.
Dizzy Gillespie.
And there it is.
Blew it.
Got in beautifully, Bold. What a f***er. I
love it. Triple M's Dead Set Legends Grand Final Show for CMI Toyota with the all-new Hilux. Available now at their three big locations. As a great man once said in the 80s.
Support our sponsors and keep football tops in South Australia.
Andrew Jump.
Was that you?
Yeah, back in the 80s doing something for the sample when I was with the Roosters.
I thought someone had you by the plums.
What did you say, Ben? I was what?
I said, did you ride a winner later that day at Morpheville?
And Marion listened to that. She was in stitches. Matt thought it was very funny. Well, I didn't think it's funny, all right? Well, I'm promoting South Australian football.
We don't care. Yeah. We thought it was funny. Now, SANFL, you've got some news jars on some cuts that they're making for next season. Is that right?
Yes. Now, the 10 SANFL clubs were advised on Wednesday that the salary cap now will be reduced by up to $200,000 per club.
Right.
The current salary cap is $410,000 per club, but that will now obviously go down to $210,000 per club. So that's going to make a few clubs very, very nervous, gentlemen, and the competition very, very nervous. The Crows, SANFL side, and the Magpies will be back in the SANFL next year, so it will become a 10-team comp.
I'm worried. I'm worried, Jazz.
It's a big commitment for these young men, and it is a big commitment playing in the SANFL competition for half the money.
Yep.
So clubs will be very nervous, and a lot of these young lads don't get paid playing reserves football. Now, I'll tell you something. I'll tell you something. The grand final last Sunday, Eagles v Port at North Adelaide, there was, I think, up to about seven, maybe eight Eagles players that played for free.
Didn't
get paid. Played for free. And it's a wonderful, performance by those young men, but not a cent.
These
are the times we're heading into now.
They train almost like an AFL schedule, and they work as well, Jars. And that takes a toll over time.
Yeah.
So
And
it puts strain on everything. Family life, if they've got kids, you know, it's a big commitment for half the money.
They're going to have to adjust, aren't they?
Absolutely,
commitment that you're talking about, Byrne, they'll have to just lessen the load a little bit.
Absolutely. Clubs will probably lose some players over this decision.
I'll go country footy.
And
for
I hope not, because you want to play at the highest level.
Oh, Williston Jazz.
I beg your pardon?
Williston might be able to poach
him.
With this.
We have a salary cap we've got to stick by, and we have points. And you don't have many points.
Yeah, but I'm saying there's going to be players available.
Absolutely there is.
How many have you spoken to?
About a dozen.
Have they called you back?
Ooh.
A voicemail doesn't count.
Dead Set Legends with Bernie, Bluey and Jazz for CMI Toyota. Next, Bernie's got something up his sleeve. No one knows but him. After Green Day. Triple M's Dead Set Legends Grand Final Edition and the final show of the year. Note to the music team, would have been good if that was our last song, but anyway. Bernie, Bluey and Jazz Bernie Finch.
Tune. Yeah. What a tune, Hado. Well done. Hey, boys. Now, I need you to eyeball me here for a bit because this is something that's concerned me for a long time. Now, Jars, what are our pillars that underpin our show in here?
Right. So it's trust.
Yes.
It's passion.
Yes.
And it's honesty.
Well, remember that last one,
they're
okay?
Our pillars. Yes, sir.
Because I need you to – you two have – well, you've got very different stories when it comes to this story, and it's something that's just – I've held with me for a long time, and you know what? We haven't been all on together for a while.
Well, so you've gone missing for the last 5 or 6 weeks.
No, nothing about me.
We front up every Saturday
morning.
Hey,
no, turn him off. This is about me.
I don't dare.
I need to speak to you two about a certain situation that happened down at Henley Beach earlier in the year.
Where this is going.
What we're dealing with an individual that played an individual sport in Gregory Stephen Blewett. Now, yesterday, I was out in the front yard.
Yes.
Doing some chores, and all of a sudden I hear this little, "Hey, Jazz." Actually, this is what I did here across the street.
Clean belly, bill of health.
So it got my attention, Bern. I looked up,
yes.
And there he was, Gregory Blewett in his.
What was he in his test uniform?
No, he was rugged up like Nicole Kidman in his double jacket. And for the first time, I actually met his wife, Catherine,
lovely.
Who was very, very nice, but she was across the other side of the road.
I'll tell you what happened, Bern.
Here we go.
Okay.
Well, I was down there with Catherine. That's
yes.
Right. I was with my two boys as well. Right, we just had a bit of early lunch at Cheeky Greek's. Tony sorted
and that
us
was
out
another
there.
Thing he said. The only reason you were down was trying to get a free feed from Cheeky Greek because you're a tight ass.
No.
So actually, his story has got 2 ticks out of 2 so far.
So you had him over? How good, Jars?
No.
They came over.
No, he didn't.
No, he did not. He had the pram in front of him. He said, "Oh, here you go." I said, "Yeah, good." I said. And then there was a bit of silence, and Catherine was dying to come over and say hello to Marion and the
he
kids.
He would have invited her in, surely.
Mate, do you want to come over? Cup of tea, cup of coffee?
Oh, how nice is that?
Absolutely.
Yeah, beautiful.
And guess what I got?
Oh, what?
Nah, haven't got time. Wow.
He's burnt you.
He's burnt me, burnt.
He's burnt.
Yep.
We're walking up, and I never know which one Jars' house is, for a start.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we're walking past, and I'm sort of looking in, trying to work out which... And there he is, pasty boy, in the kitchen. In the kitchen. Anyway, so he puts his hand up, and I'm like, oh, no, he's coming out. He comes out. This is 11:30 a.m. in the morning. He comes out with a beer in his hand. He's drinking at 11:30 a.m. in the morning. Anyway, he comes out, and it's like... And as you know, Henley Square and that area along there, lots of people walking. So he's out there on the grass, the other side of his fence. He's almost, he's, here I am, everyone.
Normally people try and not let people know where they live, but Jars is like, this is the Jarman household.
So beer in hand, dogs are barking. And then, brief chat. We're the other side of the road too,
right?
Yes, so, busy
road.
And he's going, oh, Catherine, finally. We meet, blah blah blah.
He bloody snubbed us.
He gave me
so he
nothing.
Didn't. He gave you. He just burnt you.
Didn't want to come in.
So
for
when
a cup
you
of
said
tea.
You want to come in for a cup of
yes,
tea,
sir.
And Catherine's basically starting to walk in the front door.
She was.
He goes, no. What he's just coding
it
back.
No,
we
gotta
go.
Not him. Okay. And he had a pram. He had the pram in front of him. He was dressed up like Nicole Kidman. She was. You know, Catherine was so excited because we've never physically met Catherine. You and I have never.
He hasn't let us in.
He has not, and he just walked off. He said, "Oh, look, I've got to go. I'll see you later."
Maybe we need to call him and say, "Look, where were you going? What was so important to get to?"
That's a damn good question.
Hey, blew it.
And then he sort of just sort of turned around and walked off. And Catherine goes, shouldn't he have asked us in? Even if he doesn't want us to go in, isn't that sort of polite to be asked to go in?
That's what's happened.
Yeah,
you know, called me straight away and said, blew it. He's the selfish cricketer's coming back out. But it's not his fault. He's used to this. They're all about themselves. I invited him in. Catherine wanted to come in. Bluey.
no, Catherine, we're not going in there. He reckons he almost grabbed Catherine and dragged her away. Said, no, we're not going in there.
Well, Catherine is, you know, always a bit of, hadn't met Jars, but now that she has, very unimpressed.
So, boys, well, two very contradicting stories here. I need to get some sort of truth here.
Who do you
out of
believe?
He's, he was rude.
I'm in the middle at the moment.
I was trying to meet Catherine. I called him in. I said, come over for a cup of tea, but nah.
Old
cheeky
Catherine
Greek.
Catherine was so looking
And what are you doing eating
forward?
Cheeky Greeks at 11 o'clock when you said you walked past 11:30? And I didn't have a beer in my hand. I had a paint tin in my hand.
Oh, paint.
That's no surprise.
Surprise, surprise. No, we always go down that's cheeky Greeks. Way. Beautiful. Yeah, so anyway, what was the more?
You snub me, mate.
What do you think, Bert?
Well,
what
I'm in the middle at the moment. I do believe you were dressed as Nicole Kidman. That's right. True. I'm giving that a tick. I'm not. Did you actually invite Catherine in?
Because yes,
you said
I did.
She was dying to come in.
Yes, I did.
Now, Bluey. Bluey?
I did ask you to come in.
He's not saying no, so Jar's another tick.
Yeah. No, hang on. He might have mumbled it under his breath. It was like that.
Okay, I'm summarising this.
What is it?
Jars, you win!
Yes!
You rude, arrogant cricketer, skinny, flog, dizzy, sack him immediately!
Dead Set Legends, Bernie, Bluey and Jars present AFL Newsbreaker. What up, JC? Jay Clark.
Always a pleasure to catch up with our boy Jay-Z. He's had a wonderful year with us boys on our final grand final show.
Sensational. Sensational.
He's in the votes. No doubt.
Three votes? Or?
No, not at all. Not three.
Well, you get them?
Well,
because you're playing?
Jay, let's get underway. Well, obviously, we know it's grand final day today all around the country. Nick Vlosten from the Richmond Football Club. What happened to his house?
Well, a Geelong fan has potentially taken their dislike for the Tigers, and poor old Nicky Boston got a house down there in Torquay, likes to go for a surf. Friday morning, someone set fire to his house, which you can see the stands of Adelaide Oval and the MCG and heckled the other team. So I think sort of the Molotov cocktail. he's getting through the front door of the house, the front window. He's probably a bit going things a bit fast. So the Geelong police are all over. That one, bit of a shock for Nick Vlosten, clearly the gun defender. Not what you're after in grand final week because you've got things to prepare for, but he's sort of house half burnt down there in Torquay. So we want to discourage any of that sort of behaviour, and it's been an unusual preparation. It'd be interesting what he says about the incident, win, lose or draw tonight.
Very interesting. Now, Jay-Z, what about trade news, mate? A couple of the names, of course. Fantasia DeGoey as well. What's the latest there?
Yeah, Fantasia's a really interesting one. He spoke with Ben Rutten, when was it? Not yesterday, the day before, and said, I want to go to Port Adelaide. Can you do me a deal? And Ben Rutten said, yes, we can try and do that. We want a nice pick for you. So something in the 20s, I believe, is what Essendon will be targeting as a minimum. And if they can't get that from Port Adelaide, then as I understand it, they will keep Orazio Fantasia to his contract and see him line up in red and black next year. And Fantasia has agreed that will be the premise of the deal going forward. So Port Adelaide can't satisfy the Bombers. Ben Rutten, Fantasia, expect him to line up for the footy club. So the ball is in Port Adelaide's court with a pick in the 20s, potentially, that Essendon can get. And then does that then become the ammunition that Essendon used to the Western Bulldogs to get Josh Dunkley. Now, speaking sort of left field trades, boys, this one really has come from nowhere, really, over the past 48 hours. So we know Essendon have been targeting that hard inside clearance winner. You know, they got Merritt, they got McGrath, they got Shield, but do they have the strong-bodied inside around everyone can operate? They've targeted Josh Dunkley, and as we understand, he has some interest in coming to Essendon. Now, he's contracted for two more years, so the Bulldogs have already sort of said get stuffed. But if Dunkley can shake the trees hard enough, he'll get good money at Essendon and won't have to ruck. So that's part of the frustration here. I mean, he did miss some time with some syndesmosis, an ankle injury, Josh Dunkley, but then was forced to ruck to assist Tim English. you know, potentially is that going to happen next year? So that is a real watch my space. Does Essendon get a pick in the 20s for Orazio Fantasia and then deal that to the Western Bulldogs for Josh Dunkley? That could be the play.
Ridiculous money, isn't it, Jay?
For who?
For Dunkley.
Look, I don't think it's ridiculous. Like, I don't think it's 700 or 800. I think it's a nice bump up, but I wouldn't put it in the ridiculous category. I mean, Essendon does have money to spend, though, Bern. I do
yes,
know that.
They do.
It's Josh Danaher, you know, Danaher going out, Fantasia going out, etc. But it's a watch this space. Blue, you said earlier Jordan to go.
Yeah. You
expect him to stay at Collingwood. It'll be a 2-year deal. It'll take him to the start of free agency. Now, my read of this, boys, is that Degoe returns to Collingwood with his tail between his legs, in a sense, because he hung out for $1 million a year salary. It didn't happen. Carlton wasn't interested. And he'll line up in black and white next year and has really got to deliver probably on that promise we all know. What was it, 14 goals in 10 games this year? He did have that finger injury, but if he wants superstar money, he's got to play, or he's got to put out there a superstar performance, so we expect Jordan Degoe to stay.
He does. North Melbourne Footy Club, they've got the biggest decision they have to make over the past 20 years. They've got to get this right. Now, Michael Voss, we're hearing, but Adam Kingsley's a late bolter, I've heard.
Yeah, the spruce horse, Adam Kingsley, for want of a better description, he's the one. There's been a lot of talk and hype about over the last 48 hours. So North Melbourne can't rush this process. We've already said this. They've got to be extremely diligent. Our thoughts are with Reece Shaw. But Adam Kingsley's probably the one who clubs and footy people are talking about over the past 48 hours. I mean, Michael Voss is going to be pretty hard to beat for this job. If he doesn't get this one, Michael Voss, then I'm not sure he's going to get another senior coaching opportunity. So you think he's the one to beat? Robert Harvey from Collingwood, another possibility. But North Melbourne has already said that it will do absolutely everything. There's no one they won't talk to find the right man to coach the footy club going forward.
Hey, Brad Crouch, just before we let you go, salary, compensation pick, it's a very complex formula. Where does that pick land?
Yeah, it is. I know St Kilda have... We'll pay him less than $700,000 a year, which has been touted. In fact, it could be significantly less than $700,000.
Yep.
It's not great news for Adelaide fans because the compensation pick, that means would be end of first round. So then we look at a sneaky side deal. We go, okay, so if Adelaide are going to get pick 20 for him as per the compensation formula, can St Kilda look after Adelaide another way? Luke Dunstan, do they send? Is it Dylan Robertson or Jimmy Webster? A nice little discounted trade on the side just to keep the Crows happy, but he's not going to get the mega bucks, the 700, 800 that the Crows would need to trigger that number two pick.
Jay, great work this year. Proud of you, mate. Have a great grand final day today, and we'll see you next year, buddy.
Thanks for having me, boys. Have a great night.
Good on you, Jay.
Golf clap, gentlemen.
Yeah, well,
performance way out, Jay.
Yeah, good Z being this year.
Outstanding, Blue.
Sensational.
Outstanding, Burn as well.
Okay. Do you want to use any other descriptive words or just outstanding again?
It is Dead Set Legends on Triple M.
Hey, I'm hearing there's a few voicemails being left jars for us for our grand final show, show, and I'm hearing a little whisper.
Yep.
It could be the best of the year. Let's have a listen.
You have 9 new messages.
Bertie, it's Sean.
Sean.
He never got back to me about having that boost juice. I had to have one with Greg Blewett instead.
Oh.
I can't get a selfie with that bloke. I'll be waiting outside your house if you feel like getting one, Bertie.
Hello, it's Yada. Why is Howie calling the Port Tigers preliminary final at the beautiful Adelaide Oval? I've sat in this commentary chair for bloody years, and finally comes a big prelim, and I get pushed aside like a skinny bloke in a buffet by two-time McGarry medalist Andrew Jarman. Those Melbourne wankers are stepping on my turf. You haven't heard the last of this. You might as well stick me in the supermarket in between the toilet paper and chopped liver. I won't forget this, Howie. You're a flog. It's Ken. I'm going to do a beef segment like Bertie does. Got this. Victorian teams stuffed. Oh, fantastic.
Oh, g'day. It's Jeff from Adelaide Oval. It is 11:46 p.m. Can someone come and get Jars out of the commentary box, please? He's bailing up the janitor and telling him how he's related to Bokey. Just do something about it, please.
Hey, Burn. It's Tex. I thought you were at the Oval on Sunday. Yeah. I kept hearing, Tex, it's Bernie.
Yeah.
It's Bernie. I left my refried bean burrito in the microwave too long and they were saying, Tex, it's burning. It's burning. I'll see you soon.
Tex.
Jars, yes. Bernie gave me more notes on how to do this. Victorian teams, no good COVID winners. And their beer is nothing on our beautiful West End. Got them straight between the eyes.
Yeah, g'day, Bernie. It's Ken. Look, we didn't win on the weekend. Not the outcome we wanted, but just wanted to say how much we've appreciated your advice this year. The boys' haircuts have never looked better.
Jars, I've got more feedback from Bernie. Yeah. How about this? Victorian teams are a bunch of f***ing who f*** up every play in the f***ing league as a bunch of wouldn't know their asshole from their ear hole, and if they f*** up the beautiful Adelaide Oval again, I'll stick an unflated Sharon up their ass and use a f***ing bike pump to inflate it.
Easy, Ken. Oh,
Jarvin! Oh, it's Brayshaw! You are so fat! When you fell over, I didn't laugh. But the footpath cracked up. You fat.
It's time to get Burns
beef with me.
It's time for Bernie's beef.
For country living homes, anything from transportable and lightweight homes to brick veneer and luxury constructions.
Well, it's Tuesday. That means it's Burns beef, and everyone's waiting to see who he's going to launch and tirade towards them. And I say, good afternoon, Burn.
Hey, Jars, have you heard about the MCG turf relocation debacle?
No, I haven't, Bern.
Oh, you haven't?
No,
well,
Bern.
Well, let me just, enlighten you on some of the shit that is happening across the border there in Victoria. Now, part of the MCG's goal square, Jars, is going to be cut up, put in a truck, driven up to the Gabba.
What?
And you know what they think they're doing?
What?
They're putting the G in the Gabba.
Shove it up your ass.
The G.
I've never heard anything so stupid in my life.
What? So they have to transport the MCG goal square, which, mind you, is only 2 pieces of grass, 3 metres by 1 metre.
That's it.
Which is bullshit.
Yes, Burn.
1,800 kilometres, Jars, to Brisbane, to the Gabba.
Yeah.
It requires a team of expert horticulturalists from both states to manage this living thing.
Living.
I mean, the MCG turf manager, Michael Salvatore, is his name. He reckons there is, and I'll put in quotes, a romance in knowing that part of the G will be at the Gabba, Jars.
No
way. He hopes that when the players run out onto the Gabba, it'll cross their minds and give them a boost.
Oh, what a load of rot.
Me. What happens if it was Port v Brisbane, you head, and no Victorian team? They wouldn't give a stuff. That's why. Now, this grass has to be handled in a delicate way.
With gloves
on? Gloves. It looks like they're going to the moon. What they're wearing. It's a bit of grass.
That's all it is.
It's in high priority, overnight, temperature controlled transport ahead of its arrival. I can't even spit it out because those words are too f***ing big.
Where does it arrive?
Well, it's a complex exercise, Jazz.
Oh, is it now?
Well, that's got me thinking because in Victoria at the moment, should the grass have to quarantine for 14 days?
Yeah.
Should the grass have to wear a face mask in public? Can the grass only meet with one other household in the park for 1 hour a day and only exercise for half an hour a day? The piece of
And how far in kilometres has it has to be when it goes out for a walk?
Well, we're only allowed to go 25 kilometres. The thing's gone 1,800 kilometres the sake. And, Jars, I haven't even got to the punchline yet.
What is it, Boom?
You know what it's going to cost?
How much?
$100,000.
No.
$100,000 in this economic climate that the AFL has just lost millions of dollars and they're throwing money away.
Oh, no.
Now, Jars.
Yes, Burn.
They're doing this
because
for the romance of the whole thing.
Oh, romance.
And
You know what?
What, Burn?
Shove the grass up your ass and see if that provides any romance for you, you corporate box. Here he goes. Oh, next thing they'll make the bloody piece of grass wear a tie in the goal square.
Burn. Can I get a bit of Adelaide Oval grass at my house?
Well, for $100,000, no! Yes, I can organise that, Jars. But if they wanted a piece of the MCG at the Gabba, Jars,
yes, Burn.
What is wrong with just grabbing a f***ing seat or a f***ing picket from the fence or a beer tap or something that you can just post up there? What a load of shit. I'm taking a living organism up there, Jars. I hope the truck conks out and cooks the grass. And in the end, they have to roll it up and that's smoke it.
Here he goes. He wants the grass.
What a load of shit.
Oh, what a waste of money, Burn.
That's my beef.
And El Chapo Salvador, you're fired.
Well, they roll the grass up and smoke it, Jars. They'll get more of a hit out of that and put it at the Gabba. And that's my beef, and I've got no voice left.
Act of all time. Gentlemen, that is the 2020 Dead Set Legends done.
Well done,
that's
boys.
It, boys. Really proud of all of you.
We survived.
No, well done. It's been a great year. It's been an unprecedented year, but we got through.
Hasn't it? Well, COVID, we were all thinking, what are we going to do? Well, what are we going to talk about? No. But it's been great fun.
And thank
boys.
You to all our listeners out there, the family. They've stuck fat with us, all right? They've been fantastic.
And they have.
Shut up, fat! One thing before we do wrap up, and we would like to thank all our sponsors. Bernie and I received some very, very damning evidence about a Greg Blewett during the week, didn't we, Bern?
Yes, we did. You need to explain yourself, mister. Now, I thought physios, masseuses,
that's it.
Coaches down there are for the players only. Yep. No wonder we can't take a wicket because I get sent a video and you're on the bloody massage table.
Getting a massage.
And what's wrong with that?
Or to be ashamed of yourself.
Well, all our fast bowlers are lining up to get on there. Oh, no. Our coach, Greg Blewett, needs a massage.
Give it to him.
What the hell has he done this year for this club?
I had just thrown my 1,000,000th ball for the summer, mate. So, you know, I need to
stop. Don't need to yell.
Sorry. No, just a little bit of maintenance. And it was...
It was embarrassing to watch.
I asked all the players, anyone else need anything?
You
Who have you been throwing balls to?
Ball, yeah.
Travis Head. Because no one else has made a bloody run down there.
Good boy.
Let the bowlers on. Yeah. They need to take more wickets, boy.
Chatty Says bowled his heart out on one leg.
Mate, he didn't get off that bench for 2 days.
Oh, mate, you took his spot. You took his spot. Here you go.
Oh, we got the footage.
Hang on. Oh, look at you.
Look at him.
Look at him. That poor lady with a poor fragile hand.
You're not even getting your shoulder rubbed. You're getting your hammies done. That's nothing to do with throwing.
What a been embarrassment.
Full body.
Now,
thank you to everyone.
Yes. Thank you, Bernie. You've been absolutely sensational.
Thank you,
Jars, brilliant. Haydos,
your
attention to detail is magnificent.
Thank you, sir.
Emma G, who's filled in every now and then. Sean Craig Murphy at the start. And, of course, our producer, Jared,
has
been sensational, mate.
CMI Toyota, thank you.
We're getting there. CMI Toyota, great, unbelievable sponsor who've been here for a long time. Yep. So thank you very much to all those people. It's been a great year. Thank you very much, Bern.
Yep. And I'm going to put a footy multi up, too, for anyone that's having a punt on the game today. That'll be up on our Twitter. So,
and that footage of Greg Blewett getting a massage, or should we say...
Triple M's Dead Set Legends. Saturday mornings from 9 for CMI Toyota, South Australia's number one Toyota dealer and the home of 1 hour express while you wait servicing.